said, how many non-alcoholics will it take for us to get pissed?
You've just been pissing all day.
Oh, it's a lot of liquid.
I was like me on Friday on the mid-strength. So just like chucking so many of them back. I may as well have just stood in the pisser the whole day.
That 4X Gold summer lager I had yesterday was so good.
It looked delicious. Like in the clear glass.
It was crisp. I should have vortexed it.
lick the stubby. we haven't even started.
I'm already crying.
I'm worried about today.
I've got some strong opinions.
It's time for arguably Australia's number one beer podcast, The Step Brewers, with your hosts, Papa Sweden and the Philly Panther, formerly known as the Juice Wolf.
And by the way, guys, my name isn't Dennis.
Yes, it take fucking it away, is. Boys. Big side of England.
Hold your horses, Tiger.
Yeah. Dennis can eat a bag of dicks. Off him today, actually.
Yeah.
What a mate, guy. It's actually the season to be giving and receiving and sharing and caring.
Oh,
so you should actually be quite right. Nice. You should be nice to Dennis.
Sorry, Dennis. I wish you a merry Yuletide. Is that what people say now?
No, it's definitely not. I think they say Eshay Ba.
I actually, up until a few years ago, didn't understand the Noel concept. And one day I was talking to my wife and I was just like, why is the word Noel everywhere? And she explained it to me.
Klimt, what you've just poured for us is maybe quite possibly the worst way to start an episode. That is.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not real good.
That is.
Enigma IPL from Mismatch. That is.
This is not the energy that we want.
That's really kicked off proceedings in the wrong way.
We did just before then have a delightful wildflower.
Do I need a bucket?
Why don't you just delete that like you were deleting beers on Friday, allegedly?
Shout out to mid-strength beers.
I'm actually going to go get a bowl.
All right.
I don't have a spittoon, but I have a bowl, and that's going straight in there. And that's nothing against Mismatch, obviously. It's just it's not for me.
I'm just going to drink it. I feel like the more I drink, the more entertainment for all the seven people who still listen to this podcast.
You guys could keep pushing on the episode. That'd be great.
Well, welcome to the Steppy's Beer Podcast, a very special Christmas edition. With me, I have the Pilly Panther, who is going to get a spittoon for himself. And, of course, the Weg. Again.
It's me.
Bloody marvellous to have you here.
Two in a row.
On this beautiful day.
Yeah.
Now, every year we have a very special Christmas guest. But this year, because the old spicy cough has, calmed down a fair bit, everyone's quite busy. So instead, we're going to have a little specky episode with that person in person because he wanted to have treats in person and just see what kind of magic we could make. And I wholeheartedly agree. But busy boy, busy boy.
Nice spittoon.
Oh, the spittoon has arrived. It's a stainless steel mixing bowl. So we are here for a Christmas episode, bit of naughty. It's starting to feel a lot like Rismus. Yes. It's good to be back. Besides that, what has been delicious in your glass, Mr. Week?
Of late? This is the sponsored segment of the episode where I say that Klimt pays me money to take photos of his beers and his new Spotty Dog Citra IPA.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Fucked me up when I was working yesterday. Father of the bride decided he would shout me beer. So I said, I'll have one of them, thanks. And I was maybe not that, with it after that, I think.
How were the photos?
Pretty good, actually. 8%. Pretty good.
Now, Clint,
my banter was top notch.
Do you have an issue with the Citra IPA?
Oh yeah, check code.
Well, no. It's an 8% beer, but you call it an IPA.
Isn't that how it works?
No, it makes it a double at least. It's a double. Maybe a triple.
That's a double IPA, mate. So
yeah, well, we normally do 7.9 and call it an IPA, but I guess it is. Is it a dipper?
You fucked up.
Must be a dipper.
It's a dipper.
You might need to recall all units, I'll have to drink the faulty units.
If you're a giant puss, it's a dipper.
How much has the production quality of this gone downhill?
Since
we stopped doing it regularly.
Of the Citra?
No. These episodes.
Yeah, look, it's been a real time.
We now sit on the couch and just have a go.
Yep.
We are sitting around your couch.
Just like three suburban dads talking about the good old days.
Drinking a little bit of a Schwartz beer from Killer Sprocket, actually.
Not drinking any Riz so far.
Nightfall Schwartz.
They're coming.
Schwartz, Schwartz. A little present from a Kang. Kang indeed.
Mm.
But we do have some Riz on the table, which is very good. And do you know who else has Riz? The great Beyond Coburg has Riz. If you guys see
Beef Mittens.
Beef Mittens. If you go see Mr. Beef Mittens and Rach will look after you. Lovely bird, knows her booze. Beef Mittens knows his booze. That's where you want to go. I'm good with words.
Yeah.
I'm good with
words. You're on it, that's for sure.
Down there on Bell Street 152 online. Also. Get some good Riz for Christmas, I reckon. Get some diabetes in you.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be buying stouts in this day and age.
Why?
The cost.
Mate, it's fucking 12 degrees in summer down here in Tasmania every single day. There's no better time than to crack a Riz than 2022.
You didn't bring the Fremont. We were meant to drink that.
Nah, I think we'll save the Fremont for when our next guest comes down.
That's right. I'll open the Anchorage barley wine, triple oaked. That's worth a lot of cash. I should resell it
for cash money.
$1,000.
Yeah,
you could. Because these are desperate times in this current day.
Got to replace a router.
Well, I think I might
have. Sorry, I might have touched on a sore point.
This is what happens when your router looks like a Star Wars ship and goes down.
That was half the reason I bought it. Anyway.
Do you remember when this podcast used to be about beer?
I do.
We're drinking it.
What have you been drinking delicious of late, Ali? You're treated to some treats.
Absolutely nothing. My fridge is bare. I've got nothing left and I can't afford the shit. I don't know how people can afford craft beer in this day and
age. What about that? The wildflower.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, that was pre-marriage.
That was 2022 collective. I pre-ordered that bad boy in 2021.
Fuck.
Pre-marriage.
Where I still had money.
We live in a post-marriage nation.
No, look, I'm still in recovery mode from said wedding. So, look, I'm being quite a sensible man. But, look, I'm going to treat myself to a couple of treats for Christmas. And I haven't bought them yet, but I am buying off a couple of things. But I will say I was drinking some Canadian haze this afternoon. I won't say where from, but a great place of good food and good booze and good times.
What's that all about?
that may or may not be in Moona.
Might be just around a hop, skip and a jump.
Seller that venue.
Third Moon.
Delightful.
I took a risk from these guys when Mr. West opened up their distro. Good booze distribution, and
I think you gave me some of those early on.
Yeah, so we ordered a couple of cans, just a couple of skews to give it a go of their Canadian offerings, and Third Moon really stood out for me, and so much so we got a few kegs there for a tap takeover this weekend, and I went just popped down the road just before and just tried them, and yeah, look, I might be picking up a couple of cans to take home. They are drinking very nicely. It's very fresh and very delicious for, you know, they've been very well looked after, those kegs, all the way over. So shout out to Good Booze for looking after those kegs all the way from Canada, and the haze is good in Canada right now, so it's drinking pretty well.
Canada. I like that. God bless Canada.
I had a couple of those cans when you guys first got them in when you opened, and they were delightful.
Yeah, the Bone Tree IPA.
Yeah, I remember. So good.
So at the moment now, there's a triple Bone Tree IPA on tap, which is a 10%. It's not a not sessionable, but I had a little taste before. Very nice. Very nice.
Now, now speaking of triples, I don't want to blow smoke up the boys' anus, but if you don't want spoiler alerts for CanVet, please tune out now for one moment. Maybe about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Got any hold music there, Wig?
Maybe about 30 seconds. Spoiler incoming.
Slow on the desk.
The reaction speed. Fox Friday triple that was in there, Ali.
Yeah. Wish I had some.
Kevin. Probably the best beer of the pack so far. We're on day, I believe,
18.
18 today. Yes. 18.
You know what? Sorry to interrupt.
No, go
but
for
you know
it.
What really rustles my jimmies a little bit?
What's that?
Is that I've taken photos of your CanVet beer, but you didn't offer me any. And I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh, there's a reason why.
Why is that?
Same reason I didn't get any either of our beer. There's not much to go around.
Actually, no, I've got a bone to pick.
Is that with the Bens?
No, not with the Bens, with the people of Australia.
Yeah, fuck you for buying so many CanVet boxes.
No, not that. What I was going to say is this happens every year. And I've probably been part of it before. Everyone expects every beer, every single beer in the CanVet to be a unicorn beer, right? And you've got 24 breweries around the country putting together quite a large batch, which has to be canned in a very specific time frame, as Ali and I very much know, because we were using the 375 mil spaces that Fox needed straight after us on the same day. I canned ours the day after your wedding, started at 6 a.m. That was rough.
Yep.
And you know what? Just give us a little bit of space. So, yeah, the reason you didn't get a can of our beer is because there is none.
But I took photos of four cans.
Yeah, so you know what they are? They're Cali mixed with it because that's when we did the swap over.
That's grim.
That was for visual purposes
only. I would have still drank it probably.
No, I do have about three cans.
That's all right. It's okay.
You'll get one.
I was only joking.
They were hidden. I
might have to try some of yours as well because I didn't get any, Kevin.
It's pretty cool looking. Have you seen the can?
I have seen it, yeah. I won't say what day or when it comes out, but I'm sure.
Pretty funky.
Yeah, look,
It's either 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, or 25.
No, not 25.
Your counting
not
is 25. Fantastic.
No, it's crazy, man. Like, people were buying these CanVet boxes and, like, just seeing the amount of check-ins per beer is, like, in the 500.
It's an intense day.
It's 500-ish, like.
And because you guys brewed a triple, a lot of people wouldn't have drunk it as well.
What number was yours?
We're at, like, well, day seven, there's, like, 500-plus check-ins on Untappd. Right. And look, that's people on Untappd. That's not everyone. You're not guaranteeing every single person checking in the beer on Untappd. So
what kind of
car want to kill them?
What kind of quantities do they do of the candy?
Oh, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that.
Is that a lot?
Is that a
hush thing?
Well, I don't know if it's something they want everyone to know. It's a lot.
Is it?
It's big.
Okay.
It's very big.
But yeah, we did a stout for another CanVet and not all of the beer made went to them, so we've got some stuff to sell, but Carwin wipe you out.
I did a small CanVet. I did a couple of other small CanVets, and they were, you know, little sort of eighth pallet kind of things. Mm-hmm. And CanVet's a big deal.
Well, isn't the deal with Carwin with their CanVet, you can't actually
correct
sell the beer afterwards?
No, that's changed a little bit. I think
you do kegs in your tap room the day.
Okay,
only on the day, but that's about it. But Yeah, it's a big deal. And it is great. It's good fun.
It's good fun.
It's been fun. There's been some good beers.
Good
but
to
the
see
Fox
that
Friday
it's so
beer is one of those times where you sip a little beer and you go,
That's great.
If you told me that was an import, I would have believed you.
Yeah.
You don't need to blow smoke up my bum. That's fine.
What percent was that? Is that like 11 or 12?
10.5
or something?
10
or
something
or something.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. I've actually got a couple of the Christmas Imperial stouts if we do need a Riz on top of the
little
bit of
pud.
A little bit of pud.
I've got some room for pud.
I want to get something to adding pud into a beer at some stage. But firstly, we are brought to you by a wonderful and delicious Patreon who with you we couldn't do anything. And also still brought to you by the Grey Beyond Coburg. Yeah. Our boy Swampy down there, hit up the website. Yeah, I'm just giving us more love, more love.
Double trouble.
Yeah.
Actually, I do have a little bit of a bone to pick, though. Apparently, so
come on, then, your dog.
We know Swampy loves to leave a little voice message on our chat.
Yeah.
Yep. He left one the other day, and he was complaining about something.
That's unusual.
Which is unusual. But then in the background, I heard Rach say, "Who are you talking to?" And he's like, "I'm leaving a message for Papa." And she said, "Who's Papa?" So,
and I am the resident Tasmanian in this group.
That's very well timed by you. So, yeah, maybe Rach isn't that helpful. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway,
don't know where you're going with that. To be
real needs.
I think you've just offended.
I just feel like
there's this woman who's Papa. He's probably never met. Doesn't know who Papa is.
I will say, internet Klimt is a very powerful person compared to normal Klimt,
especially with that regrowth.
Yeah.
Oh, the blonde's looking good, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, thank you. Needs another go.
No, I just got it cut 2 days ago.
People, if you haven't met Klimt on the internet before and you actually meet him in real life, just be underwhelmed. It's just not what you're going to.
That is true. Like, there's two of us.
It's still an enjoyable time, but it's just not what you're expecting it to be. Because I feel like they're two different personas sometimes, and
most definitely.
It's very amusing to watch some shit come out of his mouth on the internet.
I have actually had people say that to me. They're like, "Oh, you're actually quite normal and professional." And I was like, "Why wouldn't I be?" And they're like, "Oh, you know, seen your posts before." Anyway,
might be time to reel it in.
All right,
reel it in, big spotty man.
No, can't reel that shit in. Well, let's get into a little bit of sippy, skippy, and celery.
Hang on, I was just going to say, can we pour out something?
Do you want me to pour a little yellow belly sundae?
Yeah, so let's talk about this.
I can name drop it.
You want to talk about where we got this from?
No,
we got it from a special person who gets us many special beverages. A lot of your bucket list beverages are here.
I do have a few of those still. This is one of them, actually, and I've never drank it. And it's good. It's going to be
an entertaining.
It's going to be sweet. I know that for a fact.
So. Yeah, so we've got the little bit of Yellow Belly Sunday here.
This is discontinued. I don't know why they had to stop making it because of some sort of
racial connotations.
I don't think it was even that. I think it was just.
I think there was a court case as well.
Mm.
Yeah, there was quite a bit to it.
It's,
I also don't think they wanted to do it without the the Yellow Belly, the Ku Klux Klan, which if you don't know about this, you probably want to Google it to get the proper story. But it is a little bit of a special beverage in the beer world.
So Omnipollo.
It was a very polarizing beer packaging, which was a white hood with the eyes.
Didn't know it was actually bourbon barrel aged. So there you go. Lactose, vanilla beans, peanut aroma, biscuit aroma, cacao nibs as well.
About 12%, I think.
It is bang on 12%.
You've always wanted to drink this.
This is a beer this beer for me was probably on my white whale list of 2018. This is one of those beers where I was just getting into it. And I was like, oh, and everything a little bit sweet and a little bit nice was very exciting to me. I feel like my palate sort of changed and adapted a little bit since then, but I'm still very excited to.
Yeah, it was. I remember we had one night and you had to leave early because you had something else on. We had it after you left. It's interesting drinking it now because obviously stouts have become so big and thick and this over the top.
This is not actually too bad. It's not too sweet.
Well, it doesn't really actually even.
Well, it still
doesn't drink at all like it's 12%.
No, at all. It still drinks like a barrel aged beer, but it doesn't drink like a sweet barrel aged beer.
It's an Omnipollo beer, though. I definitely get that vibe from it. But yeah, it's sweet, but it's not over the top. I thought generally with like these big Scandinavian stouts, generally they're so sweet and so cloying.
Mm-hmm.
All you get is sugar.
Yeah, I think this has calmed down a lot in bottle from the first time. Well,
there's definitely not a single digit. This has been more than once that I've drank or tried to drink Omnipollo beers and ended up sink pouring. So.
The lactose is actually sort of really. It's definitely helped the body of the beer, since it's probably a little bit old now.
Yeah, I don't know how old this is.
When was this bottled?
Probably, I want to say like maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
That's a fairly long time.
The peanut character I get.
Yeah.
Right at the end. It's really interesting.
Yeah, the peanut was a lot stronger the first time I had it for sure. Actually, there's the peanut and something else.
Yeah, you really can. There is a really
a little bit of a salty note to it, which is quite nice.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Can let that warm up a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lovely beer. But yeah, Yellow Belly Sunday.
Yeah, they call it. I can see the old hype for this beer. I'd love to have known what it tasted like back in the day.
Yeah, and I think it's like a cool thing to go back and drink now. And we've got this doesn't have the white on it. It's just the bottle.
The white bag,
but we do have that as well. It was a collaboration with Buxton Brewery, I think from the UK from memory. But yeah, I don't think they've done this for a very long time. Can't find the release date.
I think it was at least 2 years ago. Would have been the last one.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. We've had it for at least 2 years.
Pre-COVID.
Oh. Isn't that a fucking gimmick?
In the old
what do you
world.
What are you thinking about? We're only 2 weeks away from 2023.
That's pretty wild.
How does that make you feel?
I'm looking forward to our New Year's episode. That we've had to push back because it was meant to be the Christmas episode.
Do you want
to
say who it is?
Yeah.
I sort of hinted at it.
We're going to get Nick from OneDrop in. We're going to drink some stupid shit to bring in the new year or celebrate the new year.
Word on the street is that Klimt is personally going to finance a slushy machine. We're just going to chuck some really expensive shit in it.
You laugh about that, but I'm actually going to do that.
Yeah.
I've lied right up.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't one of those broken promises.
No, we should speak about broken promises in a minute.
We'll reflect.
If we want to get into six.
Didn't he say it was...
No, I've got an update. I have an update. I have an update for us.
Okay, we're on. Okay.
Wow, that was a lot to take in. Wow.
Just so everyone knows.
I just smacked about half the buttons on the desk with my microphone.
I thought you were trying to wrap up.
We've had two beers
and
here.
That's enough.
But Weg is lying down with the desk on his lap, holding his mic reporter style and just leaning on things. No, broken promises, that's something we should definitely skip.
Shall we get into sip skip though, I guess? Like,
do you want me to play it properly this time?
Well, I don't know what you just...
Would it be appropriate?
This podcast sucks.
Well, I'm going to hit you with some.
What happened?
I'm going to hit you some big
because
ticket.
We moved out of Klimt's garage.
Welcome to Step Brewers. What happened to the Step Brewers? We should do an episode.
Oh, we should. Weg, we should talk about the corporate pig himself and his own podcast.
This can't.
Yeah.
I actually have two beer podcasts these days. It's pretty fucking warm.
Yeah, pretty multifaceted man.
This is kind of the podcast where I can now kick up my feet and just shoot the shit a little bit.
Exactly.
The other one, I can be a little, I have to be a little bit more.
Yeah, because your boss is
firm
and
to the point.
Yeah. Well, nothing new for you to be firm.
This podcast makes me firm. Mm. What I want to kick off with is a bit of sip, skip, sell for the year. My first one I want to skip, actually.
Oh.
And it is beer-related reels on the gram.
Reels in general, I feel.
I'm going to go deeper than that.
Yeah, so continue. My first thing here is I'm going to skip beer-related reels where we either do transitions or we do voice. Like, what do you call it? Where you're like pretending to voice something that plays.
Lip syncing.
Lip syncing belongs on RuPaul and nowhere else.
That's true. Shout out to Ru. Yeah,
shout out to Mama. I am going to put those in the bin. They're a big skip for me. I don't like them. I get that people are trying to find new and interesting ways to engage them each other. I don't know. They're in the bin.
Mate, like we've been tagged in a few reels this year.
Canvan Day is a big reel day. Shout out
Yeah, I love watching other people drink the same beer as me. Oh, wow.
No, the one I will give credit to, which is not really a reel, it's more just like a longer form video, is the Vaping Bogan.
Oh, he sounds good.
He gave us a review last year. Basically, imagine that, like, Nat's What I Reckon.
Yeah.
But matching vapes to canned vent beers.
Right.
I fuck with that.
Like, and flavors.
Flavors. So he matched us with like a cherry cola.
Michelin star restaurant, but instead it's matching shitty beer with shitty vape.
Yeah. Look, he was good fun. I enjoy that a lot. That actually creates new content. Don't need to see people lip syncing and holding a beer. Not interested.
Fair call. Has that replaced like beer chicks?
I know, Beer Chicks are still big. Mm. Shout out to Beer Chicks. We've got all respect for you.
Yep.
I will say no more.
Okay.
But yeah, not into them. Not into the
voiceovers. It's not my vibe.
No, the voiceover real things.
Oh, I haven't really seen many of those. I'm just going to skip beer Instagram accounts in general.
It's a very 2020 thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
That's pretty much all of our listeners.
I know. I'm going deep on this. We used to be like that, right? But I think.
And now that we don't do it, you're not fucking allowed to do it either.
No, but I feel like the moment's gone, right? I feel like if you were going to go, I'm going to start my own personal beer account on Instagram this year, I think you'll feel like you've missed the boat a little bit.
Oh, I guess I think it depends for me. I think if you're doing it genuinely because you enjoy being involved in the community and talking about beer, that's fine. But if you're doing it to try and be someone
or have
a following, then you're probably not doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah, I think if you're in the community and you're doing it like our boy Pale's Tales. I say that wrong every time, don't I?
Tins.
Our boy Tins. Look, if you're just updating your mates and you're all showing each other what you're drinking, that is different. I mean, M does it too. But I think the clout chasing Instagram days are over. And tell
you
what.
Put your clothes back on.
I just don't think you need a separate beer account these days.
Just put it on your personal account, put it on your stories.
Normal person and just drink beers, and if you want to share them, that's great.
I don't know.
I feel like my mindset, and I might be talking
have
just
you
from
been
a jaded
as a GM,
a jaded
yeah.
beer guy now. I don't feel like I am, but I just every time we get tagged and stuff, I'm like, oh geez, like, all right, do you?
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's an interesting thread to pull because, I don't know. It probably depends. Again, it's probably.
This is
a little bit contextual, like whether you're heavily in it or not. Like, I feel like I'm definitely less involved
this
in
is the
beer.
Thing, right? Like, there is no other Instagram sort of community where, or even other fan base like a craft beer community, where the fact that you're making a separate Instagram account for your hobby. Like, I know that it's probably done, but nowhere near is it as saturated as probably the craft beer.
Considering the content is all the same and a lot of it is people just copying tasting notes off the brewer's website.
I love the craft beer community and it's intense and it's insane and it's crazy and that's half the reason I love it. Like I've joined the industry because I love it so much. But it's full on. There is just people that, I appreciate it and it's awesome, but it's just like, wow. Like,
how much do you get people messaging you guys asking for freebies?
No, it doesn't happen.
Really?
You get a lot of tags and reviews and stuff like
that. We got a lot of requests for samples in exchange for good reviews.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I think that is interesting.
And anytime it happens, I make a point of sending some samples to someone else who didn't ask.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, I sent Brian Penley some samples and was just like, hey, mate, every time I do this, an Instagram fairy dies. I actually sent Tony, our boy Tone from Tony's Bar, some samples a while back because it was like it felt right. But, yeah, look, I think there's levels.
He wouldn't have appreciated that. He likes to pay for beer.
Well, he does like to pay for beer and I didn't let him. But I think the real thing set us off obviously, right? There is some people in the community who are just sort of keeping – it's almost like a journal of their beers. I think that's cool if you're not clout chasing and trying to get free shit. I think as soon as you try and get free shit out of it, which is, oh, I guess we get lots of free shit, don't we?
No, we used to. We used to. Emphasis on used.
No, we got some stuff sent last week, actually.
Yeah, I'll take it with a grain of salt, though, because we used to be pretty intense and
Yeah, and it really is a bit
but we also
of calling the kettle black.
I but think. We also didn't bullshit. We never posted something if we didn't think it was good.
Or if we did, we called it.
Or if we called things out, if they were shit.
I think I just like
And honest. Then you two became corporate pigs and here we are.
This is true.
I think for 2023, if you've got a beer Instagram account, just don't chase the clout. Just post some beers. Do some good.
Do some reels. Do some lip syncing.
Do some good sensory on the beers. Like write about it and talk about it.
I want to see more unique words around a beer review. I don't want to see someone who copy and pastes the existing notes from Untappd. Chuck it up and be like, I taste 7-day-old rotting pineapple. Is that a good thing? Have a conversation. Mm. Anyway, there are some good ones out there.
Yeah,
but that's our first thing we want to chuck in the bin.
Do you want to give me a – I reckon I could sell up drinking less but drinking better.
Ooh.
That's. I feel like that's been a –
That's been a real theme this theme year.
For quality me, to be over quantity.
Yeah, that old saying.
Yeah, except for Friday just gone. That was a real theme for me.
Yeah, you and your mid-strengths. Actually, you both have been partaking in mid-strengths this weekend. Or the lights, whatever you were drinking.
No, shout out to 4X Gold Summer Lager. The one I had made me bloated and feel like shit.
Yeah,
that's hours to come. Yeah, that's great.
How it goes.
Yeah, look, I do. Yeah, look, full seller on mid-strength beers as a dad. It's just good for the...
Hangovers aren't worth it anymore, man.
Oh, mate, you don't get the chance to have them.
No, we're back in a world where Crispy Boys are coming back.
Well, that's the 2022 was year of the Crispy Boy,
I reckon. Absolutely. What's next? What do you reckon?
I hope it continues.
I think Crispy Boys
and barrel-aged stouts, what else do you need?
Are many people doing stupid hazy shit still? Like, is that still a thing where everyone's still trying to push the haze all the time? Or?
Yes, and you got new players. So, obviously, Fox being the biggest bracket probably... Equal, maybe just behind.
No, Brackett and Fox. Yeah,
who else has stepped up in the Hayes game? I will say, all due respect to our boy, Mr. Banks has got a bit quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I know, or felt like quiet, but they did do a Nelson Fields the other day, which had people pop off.
I don't think we see it over here, but I think Rocky Ridge is still pushing Hayes pretty hard.
Yeah,
but there's a difference between doing it well and people who just pump it out. Like, because I don't know if it's still happening like it was in COVID, but I just remember back to like when there was weekly releases and half of them were just hot trash and it's like people were just pumping out sheer volume. I think the quality's
got better.
One thing I'd like to note now and something I'd like to revisit in a few months' time is I've actually noticed now that Mountain Culture is sort of set and they've got some steadiness about them, they've finally this year pushed for Gab's Hottest 100 with the status quo.
Yeah, I did notice that. They put some real effort into it.
This is the first year they've actually campaigned for it and they've actually listed their beers. I am very interested to see how that goes for them. So I'd just like to note that. I'm like, cool. They're going for it officially this year. They've never done it before in the last few years.
They've got volume now.
They've got volume. They've got Emu Plains now. It's I'm very interested to see what the – you know, the more haze-driven craft beer consumer is going to go and vote for that and where it lands. It's going to be really interesting.
Where would it land? That's the question.
I reckon top 10.
Really? Wow. It's
good. I think so. I really do think so.
What wins? Is it going to be?
You can't top all.
Is it still going to be the big, is it going to be Larry?
Ben Spark will win. Larry will go up one place.
Stone and Wood.
Stone and Wood
is always up there.
There'll be top 10 with Bolter, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I really think status quo, it's a great beer to push too.
I'd love to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to see that the Gab's Hottest 100 not be such a volume based thing. Like, I don't know how you'd restructure that.
Well, I think for me, thinking along the same lines, what I look to there then is instead of looking at the Hottest 100, look at the newest 100 because that is the new release beers and, like, that's what nerds are obsessed with.
I feel like the Hottest 100 half the time, like half the top 10 is the same shit every year.
Well, yeah, it is. It barely moves.
Can't we just?
Yeah, because people push Core Range, right?
Yeah.
Like you can't really push a Limited because it came out once a year, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, that's why the newest for me is like, that's where you look for the actual exciting stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, fuck, getting
at the same time though, and I mean, I guess it's not necessarily the whole concept, but when we talk about Gab's beers and Gab's pitches, when you think about that, it's cool, different shit. Mm. And I feel like that's, I don't know. Like there's obviously, absolutely, we should be celebrating the best Core Range beers, but the fact that it's the same every year. Like, I feel like there's got to be some kind of shakeup or at least some kind of, you know.
It'd be cool if they actually made a bigger deal about the newest 100 because it kind of comes out like a few days afterwards.
Yeah.
And like, that's when all the nerds have had their say and been like, oh, I can't believe that this fucking cum laden whale beer didn't make it. Like, well, obviously, it's because there was 7 pints of it served in your mum's garage.
Wow. Scott has been on beer thread a bit, hasn't he?
What did you think about? What did you think about that? Was that good? You like that?
The Omnipolo.
Yeah,
yeah. I thought it was like a lot more boring than
not the cum laden whale.
No, the Omnipolo. I thought it was a lot more boring than the first time I had it.
Yeah, okay.
But that's just because it's like we've had too many dumb things over the years.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Oh, I think we're actually meant to get into Sips, Give or Sell. I know we're just
Sips, Give.
No, we are in Sips, Give or Sell.
Trends.
Oh, trends,
you know,
sure, from the year.
Beer donkeys.
Yeah, so we're all cellaring lagers.
Yeah, basically, yeah, we're all old, and we don't want to drink real beer anymore. So we're going back to beer that tastes like beer.
Yeah, we finally got to a point at the brewery where we're all drinking like we've made a pilsner that we're all really happy with.
Oh, which one's that?
The Clean Sweep.
Yeah, it's so good.
And we're just
so good.
We're just punishing that and nothing else. Like that is the beer that all of us are drinking.
I like that.
So the other day at Spotty, there was a bit of a joke going around because we obviously all drink Albert and like we crushed like the last case, like empty carton of Albert. And we're like, now that our lager's, you know, in tank getting canned next week, we're all like, oh, last time we need this, but yeah, you've been good to us.
Well, I hope you have a backup tank ready to go, just lagering away, mate, because you're going to push through that pretty quick.
Yeah, we do. 4,000 litres of it. I don't think it's going to last long. But, yeah, it's been fun having that carved up, ready to just pour from the bright whenever you like.
That'd be nice.
I don't know how much me and Riley have drunk of it.
No, it's really nice to have just it's nice that people are appreciating those now because, like,
yeah.
I guess from what I've seen this year, just from what we sort of see stat-wise and what sells in the venues that we have, is that lagers, like, top three every single week. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Most of the world's beer is lager.
It's great. So, like, number one's always pale, which is fine. Number like a hazy. And then, like, number three, it's always.
Number two, a hazy for you guys.
Yeah, hazy IPA. But then, like, number three is like, it's always the limited lager or pilsner. And I'm like, fuck yes. This makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. So, is that like between the tap room and Moona or.
Yeah, like both, and I know the Albert do really well at the pub as well.
Yeah.
But we've put a couple of limited crispies on there as well. I don't want to talk too much about Fox, by the way. But I'm just saying.
No, it's interesting. It's not something we really talk about.
It's just the trend of crispies being always top 1, 2, 3 every single week when I check out what's
sometimes sold. You just want to crush.
It's great.
Well, yeah, and I guess that probably speaks a lot to the kind of crowd that you actually have in-house drinking tap beers. Like it's people who are having knockoffs. It's people who are in for a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday night. People don't want to go in and drink 7 or 8% beers all the time.
What Clint will realize as well pretty soon once he's
stop your fucking 8% IPAs
is is that the limiteds, you know, they do well, but you know, you've got to think about your regular taproom consumer because generally it's always going to be your Core Range and that does the best every single week because you've got just general.
Yep.
And like Hobart as well, where we are as well, it's not hype chasers. It's just a, you know, general mate Joe Bloke down the street coming in for a couple of knockoffs with his mates. And, you know, then your limited stuff online does quite well.
I think there's definitely a bit of a divide between all of us, obviously, who are a little more for lack of a better term, craft beer wanker, in air quotes.
I thought you were going to say top tier.
Well, that too. But
I think they both are the same.
There's a lot of, I feel like we often, and I can't necessarily speak to this as fact, it's a lot of more just anecdotally, but it feels like a lot of the time we forget about the Joe Blow who is literally just walking in off the street because the venue looks cool and they want a beer and some fried chicken.
Who consumes 95% of the world's beer. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's been a struggle for us actually with getting ready for the tap room because we've been brewing lots and lots of core, lots of lager, getting ready. And then we had the one limited obviously last week.
Spotty Dog brewing lager is a weird vibe, isn't it?
It is a weird vibe. There's,
some, I hope it's an American lager.
It'll probably turn out to be a magical hazy when they...
There's some interesting stuff to come. The
Spotty Dog and now a lager focused brewery. Fuck that American.
But to be
shit.
Fair, I remember making this joke about Fox like a year and a half, 2 years ago when we had Benny on the podcast or something. I said something about
doing a clear beer.
When are you going to do a clear beer?
Yeah.
Because literally all Fox were doing were hazies. But again, that was probably representative of what was popular at the time. And
also the size
Fox
of
were
the
also
size
of the very much finding their feet. Yeah.
Well, size of the system, you might as well brew. The biggest beer, most expensive beer you can on 300 litres at a time.
True, I suppose, from a purely financial point of view, that makes sense.
Yeah, good times, good times.
This is yummy beer. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm going to go grab something else. What would everyone like?
I would like
what
to
what do we got in?
Cellar.
Oh, well, sorry.
The return of beer festivals and beer travel. And I think that Bottle Logic in January could be a nice little visit.
That's side project.
Is there any potential for a boys Gabs trip next year? Or is that are you
mate? That's locked in.
Professional commitments, or what's the story there?
No.
Spotty doesn't have a stall, so we're in.
We will, but I think I don't know what we're doing, but I will be doing Gabs. But I always have some time off or sessions off if I am going and around. So look for sure.
It'd be good to go.
It's also my 30th next year.
Fucking old man.
So if I'm out and about in Melbourne, then you know we're gonna have a good time.
Yes.
Gabs always falls around my birthday as well, which is great.
Yeah, so that's nice. Yeah, there'll be a crew this year. We should
I'd love to go again. Especially festival. Like not having to worry about COVID would be great.
Yeah, festival season this year, it was really having experienced it and most of it around Australia, it was really nice to see punters back out in the wild and enjoying beer again and being in that community. It was really, really – I mean, this year was sort of the first year back where people could really relax and there was a little bit less pressure on the pandemic and, people really enjoyed it and it was a really good vibe this year. I think I went to every single state bar, ACT and Northern Territory this year and, like, it was consistently amazing. Nice. So it was really, really cool to see breweries pouring beers in these festival situations again. It felt like a bit of a weird national tour. It was wild. It was crazy. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, but it's exhausting at the same time for the breweries. But
Niche beer fests.
Very
sell
niche.
Sell those.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Rash
Fest.
Yeah. Retro Fest as well in WA.
Oh, that looks so good.
Definitely would be worth going to. But yeah, these smaller festivals are really cool. Paying an all up fee, not having to pay for beer once you get in, enjoying just little 150ml pours. You get to try everything. You get to walk around, have a bit of fun.
We're going to do a little one in winter, actually.
Yeah, great. Great.
Yeah, that's a good vibe, actually, thinking about it, like smaller scale stuff, because obviously there's a lot of hype around Gabs, but only going once, I found my experience was we rocked up and then all the really hyped up beers that were the Gabs beers, half of them were already gone.
Mm.
It's like you couldn't even... Yeah,
these smaller festivals are very, very popular in the US, and they're done quite frequently. And you know, shout out to the guys at Range that sort of picked up on that early on in July when they did that. It was
invitational is becoming a big thing too.
Exactly right, and
someone will come up with a really big invitational, and that will become like Firestone Walker in the US.
Firestone Walker festival is wild, but I feel like we're finally getting there a little bit, and I feel like some of those breweries from the US, the UK, whatever. I feel like next year you might see
them
a couple of stalls come over as well, which will really
be that would be cool.
Now that the world's traveling around again and people want to go and see stuff and do stuff as well, I feel like we might start
seeing some of the like funny videos of like Ali and Matt from Range taking kegs in their carry-on over to UK Fests mates they have over there.
That's
like
so wild.
Yeah, and I mean that story will get around. Someone from the UK will be like, well, we could fucking do that and just, you know, like track or Cloudwater or something like that. Yeah, it'd be cool to see.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the way, that's the formula for festivals going forward.
Yeah.
Smaller, more intimate.
Mm. A little bit more boutique-y.
A little bit more boutique-y doesn't mean you can't do a big wild festival and it's going to not go well, but I feel like those started to pick up a little bit this year. And with Rocky Ridge doing a very similar format later in the year in WA, I think I didn't go, but I heard it was really good. It
looked really good.
Really well received. So bring that on.
Right. Well, we are going to take a very tiny break and be back right with you. For such a poorly organized and soundboard was actually really good on that last one. I'll give you that. Mm. No, we are actually organized because it is starting to feel a lot like Christmas around here. So we have just decided to crack another little Rizzy boy. And we've got a bit of a Steppy's favorite, actually. Second last, get you just adjusting your mic.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Second last bottle of this. What have you just poured us, Mr. Panthy?
This is my last bottle of the 2018 Bourbon County from Goose Island. One of my favorites over the last few years. And
just a classic.
It's a. I think we're at the point now, boys, where she's dropping out. So if you've got any bottles of this hanging around your garage,
begging to be consumed,
or in your linen closets, I definitely think of this as an excuse to rip it out. This would have been the first year of the Dan Murphy's allocation, the 2018.
And I think it might have been.
You will have the 2019 as well. So you probably still got another year left before she drops out on the 2019 variants. But consume that 2018 bottle right now.
Absolutely. Right now. Huge advice there. Now, do you know what I quite like to have with a little Rizzy boy?
Tell me.
Well, basically anything, actually. But one thing I do really like to have a Rizzy boy is a little Bicky.
Oh, I can't say I've had a Bicky with Riz.
Really? How do we feel about Bickies with Riz? Sounds weird.
I can see myself Christmas Eve having a little Bicky and a little Riz.
Well, Christmas is about treating oneself, and I thought what better way to help the people of the Steppies treat themselves was to put you boys through a little test.
All right.
So
you're telling me we're doing a test and you didn't even actually bring Bickies?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a
horrible. Underwhelming.
I thought he was going to bring out some Tim Tams or something. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this could be controversial. And I have seen in the beer community recently from our boy Curran a bit of controversy around this. I won't say around what biscuit, but let's just say Pia, who is, you know, a guest host of the Steppies from time to time.
I know
what you're talking about. Yeah. Pia got up and about and she was on the wrong side of the law. That's all I'm going to say. So what I want to hear is I've got a system. I've got God tier, top tier, meh tier, and I've got dog tier. No good. So we've got a little list of Bickies here and we've got some Rizzes in front of us and we've got no Bickies.
Wish I had a Bicky.
I'm spewing about that.
I want to hear from either of you just to start with, no prompts. God tier Bicky.
Caramel crowns.
that's a large call.
The old Crown Royal.
Yeah. Fuck, that shit's so sick.
So the thing about Crown Royals is they're a classic stoner biscuit. I used to live with a bloke who was a mad stoner.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Speak for yourself.
I used to live with a guy who was a mad stoner, and if he turned up with a packet of caramel, they're called Crown Royals, aren't they?
No, the Caramel Crowns.
Caramel crowns, same thing. If he turned up with a pack of those, couple of litres of ice cream and chips, the house was going to stink.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. He even had his own little balcony.
You're just associating your nostalgia with bad times. Yeah, I just very cool. Just enjoy it.
I so love God a tier. Crown. I'm going to say Caramel Crown is top tier. Probably not God tier.
Okay.
What have you got for me, Weggy?
No, I used to partake in many a packet of the Caramel Crown. I'll say God tier.
Good man.
God tier also. God tier also.
Good man.
Okay. We'll chuck them on the God tier if we have to. Let's talk about a controversial biscuit. Let's talk about the one drop of the biscuit world, the Ice Vova.
God tier.
Just okay for me. Like not meh, but the one above meh.
Top.
Top tier. Like it, tier. It's got its place for sure. I know it's appreciated, but it's not. It's,
I love Ice Vovos.
It's very quintessentially.
It's got lots of fucking sugar
you
in
know
it.
What, you know what I actually think is better than that? And this is even more controversial.
Here we go.
Raspberry shortcake. With the little red.
They are quite nice. I wouldn't say they're on the same level as Ice Vova.
Give me that little bit of shortbread life and it's fucking,
When are we starting our biscuit podcast? I feel like our most popular content's been shapes and this is going to be a banger, this one.
So, okay.
Well, there's a very Arnott's heavy theme here. Thank you to Arnott's.
What's the Arnott's shortbread one called? Is it just called shortbread?
Probably.
No, it is called shortbread cream.
No.
There's the one
no
with the cream in between?
No, just shortbread. The one that's probably just
called
two.
Shortbread. It's probably just called shortbread.
Yeah, that's the saison.
But you're not talking about Arnott's. Scotch finger.
Scotch finger. Yeah. Scotch finger is okay. The Arnott's.
No, let's that all is talk about Scotch finger.
That's a sleeper of the month.
That the is finger. The saison of the Arnott's world.
Dark horse.
Oh. So I will tell you one very deep thing here. Scotch finger is God tier.
That's fun. Not that deep.
No, that's Scotch fingers, absolutely. The sugar crusted ones are also fucking lit.
Sorry, those, what?
You know what they're called?
What are they called?
Nice.
Are they really?
It's just the ones nice, with
the
little, TM.
Like the encrusted sugar coating on
them. Yeah, and they say nice.
Yeah, they're fucking sick. If you really want to treat yourself this Christmas, get a little Riz and the nice bickies and you can dip them in.
So first recommendation of the segment, I have partaken in a once more into the fray with a little four or five Scotch fingers. And I'll tell you what.
They're full biscuits. Not
man's
the ones split
man's completed half the packet with one Riz.
And I'll tell you what, I have dipped and I've felt good about it.
I've got a good friend of the show, Mr. Hines, is a story coming up for you really soon. And it is a segue, but it's a biscuit segue at the same time. Because it's a left of center call. And I'll let you keep reeling off these biggies first.
All right. So where are we putting nice? Are we putting it
God tier?
God or top?
No, God. It's better than the sugar.
I'm just
probably
nice.
Top for me.
I'm just top with the
you
nice.
Don't want a little bit of extra sugar?
Mm. Oh. Nice Vovo's got plenty enough for me.
And coconut.
Okay. Moving on to some less enjoyable biscuits, in my personal opinion. Mm. How do we feel about the old digestive and the choc digestive? That's one category.
No, so
that's
this
a
is,
fat meh.
Nah, fuck you all. The choc coated digestive is the West Coast IPA. It's sessionable. You can finish 3/4 of a packet. Easily,
sessionable,
and this is where
I'm not sure I'd call a West Coast sessionable.
This is no, well, if it's a session IPA, 7%, it's great. Anyway, Mr. Hines and I were having a chat in the car the other week, and he was saying he can polish off 3/4 of a packet of choc coated digestives without question. And I was like, that's very
of course
concerning.
That doesn't surprise me.
That's very concerning and impressive.
His digestive system very healthy,
but. You don't get around a digestive biscuit. They're fucking sick. But the
I'm chucking that on me to meh.
No, yeah. You're all fucked. That's nah, God tier.
That's
sure.
2v1.
No, I think I really like Bickies. I didn't realize.
Man's getting up and about.
Mate, we.
That was my left of center call. Mate, nah, that's called.
That's fair
God,
claim. That's
yeah, God look, I actually think that they.
They're tasty. They're a tasty biscuit.
They're very. They're polarizing. You either love them or hate them.
No, so they were so good that my mum used to use them as like a biscuit base for all her like slices and stuff.
That's disgraceful. Use
oh, I've heard people
ripple.
Doing that. Chocolate ripple. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Nice.
No, it's fucking great. So get around.
Teddy bears.
Oh, God tier.
No, see, too dark a chocolate for me. That's an absolute.
No, they're the white boy ones.
No, it's like a very dark chocolate, isn't it?
No, they come in both. I think they come in a chocolate and a like a normal. Light.
Oh, no.
I've always had dark chocolate teddy bear.
Yeah,
I'm putting it on the dog tier.
Yeah,
what? Not like milk chocolate or
it's
dark
not
chocolate?
Milk chocolate, man. It's dark.
It's definitely dark.
It's definitely dark.
I chocolate. Always love them. God tier.
No, see, we've had them in the house recently and I thought they were good and they're just not good and they don't go well with beer.
They're shit. The ratio's off.
Choc Teddy's going on the dog tier.
The chocolate to biscuit ratio is fucking horrible.
All right, we need to talk about the MVP, Tim Tam.
God tier.
No, it has to be God tier. Yeah. It's not my favourite biscuit, but I respect the game that they're playing.
Yeah.
And if you do the little sucky-sucky on each corner.
And then use it as a straw?
And use it as a straw. It's pretty great. What's that? I haven't done that.
There's a term for that, isn't it?
It's Tim Tam Slam.
Tim Tam Slam. Yeah, someone did a beer. Moondog did a beer for that. I'm not here for that, but okay. All right. Arrowroot.
When have we ever been here for? Yeah, no, moving on.
Okay.
For Moondog. Arrowroot.
What the fuck?
I don't even know what that one is. So, Dogty.
Arrowroot is the.
If I don't know the name of it,
it's the oval shaped one.
Oh, that's meh.
That you dip in your tea.
Yeah, no, it's meh.
No, that's crap.
I'm dog-tier in that.
That's like the shortbread from Wish.
I think arrowroot is like how you fill out a case. Like if you bought a mixed case from someone, they're just chucking a couple of
like a mixed six, and it's like two of them are good and the rest are dog shit.
Yeah, well, you're trying to get like the 10% off and you're just like, oh, I'll just grab these couple of cans from whoever.
No, that's bad.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's easy then. Monte Carlo's.
Monte Carlo, can you remind me which filling that is?
That's the like the whitish
white and pink filling
with the pink or red.
The pink outer and the white filling.
No, red filling, isn't it?
No, it's like a pinky on the outside of the filling and it's white filling inside. And then it's like a crumbly looking biscuit.
Mm. I would say that is not God tier, the one below.
Top tier.
Top tier.
I don't really enjoy them. I find them too chewy. Maybe
they are quite chewy, isn't it?
Bit meh.
I don't mind them.
I'm top tier.
Yeah, top tier. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Monte top Carlo's. Tier. I'm really starting to think I really like Bickies.
I think you're a Bicky man.
I have not really had a little Bickies in this house.
Bit of a Bicky monster.
You got to go to the shop after this gets marnets.
I definitely will get them all.
All right, we've got another controversial one. Milk coffee.
Never
had it. No,
that's another one of the family assorted.
Is that one the one with the crinkly edge?
It is correct. Yes.
I don't mind it. I really like the plain ones.
Is it coffee flavored?
No,
it's like the dipping into coffee.
So they've actually made it.
I'm going to give it another meh because I'm not hugely here for it, but I'm not against it.
You pick another Bicky over that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Last resort.
It fills out the pack and like if you're at work and you open the pack and like filler. That's all that's left.
But not a good fridge filler.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Anzac biscuits.
God tier.
Not the Arnott's version. Make your own, lazy bitch.
My mum's a pretty bloody God tier.
Yeah, no, yeah, I've always had. I've never had a store bought Anzac. I've always had homemade, so I can't comment on this.
Well, let's just leave that out. That's a homegrown hero. Shortbread cream.
No, you don't need the cream.
No,
yeah. I quite like the shortbread cream.
Just meh for me. I feel like
I'm really waiting to chuck one in the dog tier, but I'm still
like
meh.
That's like a saison with adjuncts.
Like I would eat it because it's a sugar hit.
That is a saison with adjuncts. So like you don't need the adjuncts. What have you done that for?
That is accurate. Okay. Question: are Kingston's and Monte Carlo's the same thing?
No, Kingston's are different. I think that Kingston's
a suburb.
I think Kingston has a chalky field.
Yummy! I don't think I ever had one.
It's a chalky cream, and then it's a bit of a rougher biscuit, if I recall. Like it's a bit of a bit of a darker bake as well.
I'm going to put it in the dog tier because I've never had it.
So that's can't like, be that good. That's like the Albert Dark Lager of the biscuit world.
Okay. Dog tier. Huge. All right, we're getting into the serious shit right now.
Oh.
Mint so slice.
Absolute dog
top
tier. Dog
oh.
tier.
Oh.
Top,
oh.
Top. Not God tier.
Get that shit in the bin. Oh, I can't
top tier.
Fuck.
I would say top tier.
Don't put mint in my biscuits.
Mint
I feel like slice mint slice. Mint slice is a little bit of an old man biscuit. But I'm here for it.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Dark chocolate.
Mint slice.
Mint.
And Bicky.
Like, fuck off. Like,
God tier. God tier.
I think I'm getting a vibe over here. You're a real sweet tooth. Fuck you.
Well,
you don't like the dark chocolate. You don't like anything with dark chocolate.
I'm a Whittaker's 33% cocoa dairy milk guy.
33%.
That's the real sweet shit.
I actually find Cadbury's dairy milk too sweet for me now. So I'm in between the dark and milk, but that mint slice.
Mint slice is god tier.
Mint is for refreshing your breath. That
how,
is it.
How do you enjoy caramel crowns but not like mint slice?
Well, I push the the little, you know, you break the chocolate top on the caramel crown, so and then you can pick up all the little chocolate bits with the caramel. That's what I used to do with
people do that. You are
that's special. Huge.
To be honest, I probably haven't had a proper Arnott's Bicky in 2 or 3
years. It's been a while.
But it's bringing me back.
It's not exactly something that I think.
I never go to Woolies and go, geez, some Bickies would be nice.
My office cut them in the OPEX budget about 5 years back.
I think you need to come back. Times.
Yeah, but sorry, mint slice is absolute dog tier. It's the worst Arnott's biscuit.
That's a shit opinion.
God tier.
Yeah, I'm top tier, not god tier, but top tier.
Why would you?
I'll settle for
a nice Riz with my fucking mint slice. What a great.
Well, so no, I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd pair them together.
You wouldn't.
I think. No, I wouldn't. I think if we're talking about Riz pairings, it's probably dog tier. But
absolutely, it is.
I think the only good pairings with a heavy stout like that are going to be like milk coffee, like all the plain non
Scotch finger for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Maybe a nice.
I'd tip a caramel crown there.
Mm.
I will say that. Look, the old mint does not work as a pairing. So in that case, I would be putting the beer back in the fridge, eating the mint slice.
How can you enjoy that biscuit? That's like punishment. That was punishment.
Well, this was the
only Bickies left a mint slice. Oh, I'm good. I'm going to bed.
This was the topic of Karen's rage. So I'm glad you guys are on that.
Is Pia for or against?
She's against.
Good. She's wrong. She's my kind of woman.
Yeah. She will be our next host at Gabs next year. Definitely once that video comes out. Speaking of broken Bickies and broken promises, one thing we forgot to say in Sip, Skip or Cellar. I have a meeting tomorrow with the woodworker to review the first cut of the lambic basket.
Wow.
Only the first cut. It's December 18th and you promise them before 2023.
There may be
doesn't matter.
Seven there will be iterations
one.
First.
Yeah. There will be one. No, she said she's got some beautiful look, timber.
Better and, late than never.
She's laser engraved some Steppies stuff from the banner.
If it's not hydro blackwood, I'm not interested.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I hope she's laser imprinted, you know, like dictation from some high tie. That's what I want.
That's great. We do. I think 2023 is the year of giving for Step Brewers, and we want to give.
We need to just give away all the money that we've got sitting in our Patreon account that these poor people are still paying.
Booze, I think.
No, we've got some good ideas for that.
I think 2023 we're going to buy some stupid, crazy beers
mm-hmm.
and we're going to give them away.
And also, I have.
Maybe enjoy
or one. We can just drink them.
And I've spoken to our friends at our Crafty Merch.
One for you, one for us, one for you.
They've got some glassware ready for us. So it's all these bloody shortages on Willy Belchers can eat a dick. And we're past that now.
Willy Belchers are overrated.
Well, let's get into a final little segment here. See if Wegg manages to.
Is that all the Bickies, is it?
That is, well, unless you've got a late Bicky that you want to transcribe to me.
I'm really disappointed we ended on mint slice, but anyway.
No, the Bicky chat is about to continue.
Oh.
Because I need you to give me a Gabs pitch.
Give us your Gabs pitch. I want it now. I want it good. Give us your Gabs pitch. Please and thank you.
There's a mouthful left, would you like?
No, you have it, sir. I am driving. So give us your Gabs pitch, final for the year.
More than a mouthful.
Good thing that Klimt didn't have that.
Riz-a-mas edition. Boys.
I don't think I've ever had to do a Gabs pitch. I'm not very good at this stuff.
No, and you haven't been given any heads up.
Fuck.
So we've just gone through a delightful list of Bickies. And I need you both to start thinking about your Gabs pitch
Bicky edition.
Mm. Now, whoever provides us the best Gabs pitch Bicky edition in the comments of this episode is going to get some free beer.
I'm gonna
as in a submission of a Bicky beer.
Yeah, just chuck in a Bicky beer into the comments on this app when we release it, and I have some grog that we can give out to you. So
you definitely have a bit.
Yeah, a couple of things I can give out to you. I've got a little 2016 Woot Stout.
Oh.
I've also got some Sobremesa. I've got a 2013 Holgate Beelzebub's Jewels. These are all cellar beers we have at the
moment. These are all dying and decaying. Klimt's
fruit. I wish we had a drank this like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I've got a 2016 Three Ravens Blended Barley Wine.
That's a six-year-old beer, guys. Just remember that.
We've also got some Bapios from Three Ravens.
Anything from 2019 onwards.
Yeah. Nah, no.
No, we're giving away all the shit that's no longer good.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, it's the clear out.
No, we have some really good stuff.
Closing down sale.
We've got some secret beers that we're not supposed to have from Lone Gum Farmhouse.
Oh, we've not drank one of those beers.
No. Yeah. So anyway.
Shit.
I would like you to post in the comments on this episode, give us your Bicky Gabs pitch. How confident are you boys feeling about this?
Yeah, really very good. Sorry, very I will low backtrack on that. I did have a Lone Gum beer this year in Adelaide.
Did you?
I met the guy from Lone Gum.
Oh,
really
cool.
Nice guy, and his wife, I think. Bloody beautiful people, and he kept coming back over to the store and kept pouring me some of his beers. Really nice guy. I had a lot of time for him. So
nice.
I did have some Lone Gum this year, and it was tasty grog.
That's good.
Very good.
I do apologize, but we haven't drank any of the bottled. Stuff in our cupboard right now. So anyway.
We should do that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna hit you off here, guys.
Let's go.
Chocolate coated digestive bourbon barrel aged stout with 400 grams per liter.
You've literally this is fucked. I was
all Bickies. We are buying all your supermarkets worth of these digestives, and we're going hard. I want it to be thick. I want it to be heavy and enjoyable. It's like don't worry about dipping your biscuit in.
No.
Because the biscuits are in there already.
Yeah.
Just suck on this, please and thank you. We're going for a really nice, dirty barrel aging of some wild turkey and some Jack Daniels, so you want that really dirty, naughty.
Someone's been hanging out with JC.
Barrel-aged character. But you've got that really nice, what I like about the digestive, and I'm going to go into depth on this, is the deeper bake. So, like, you've got this more of a caramelized.
Or almost like a little bit of a decoction.
Yeah, it's like a bit of a decoction mash, I guess, if you're a bitch. but we're just going to, all those Bickies will add that really rich, caramelized, nutty flavor from the biscuit. And then you've just got that beautiful, sweet, sweet chocolate coating as well. I think we might add some, just to add to it, some cacao nibs as well.
Yeah, nice.
Just to add that little bit more of a chocolate, because the chocolate, I will say about digestive biscuits and the chocolate coated one, it's quite a thin coating.
It is very thin. It's subtle.
It is very subtle.
Oh, you're turning me.
I really want to emphasize the cacao on that. So let's add some more cacao nibs to that. Dare I say, I'm questioning maybe some lactose, but I don't think I will for this time. I really want
the facial expressions.
Yeah,
really
the facial expressions are amazing.
I really want it to be pure. I really want it to be.
It's very passionate.
It's. I want it to be like side project-esque, thick and heavy, like that big. You know when it's big and cacao, big and rich, and it's voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
It coats your mouth well, but you've got that really nice, like I want that biscuit character to be
I'm concerned about voluptuous people coating your mouth well.
Well, it can happen once you have a little taste of my digestive bisky stout.
And what are we naming it? Bisky stout.
No, it's not going to be called that. Why don't you digest this?
I'm pretty sure in the comments we're going to get some winners on there.
Yeah, so my stout's called Bourbon Barrel Age Digest This Stout, and it's fucking delicious. It's going to be sitting at just a nice cool 14.5%.
Oh, that's real nice.
So, yeah, dirty barrels, good Bicky, good times.
How you feeling, Wig?
I'm not following that up.
No? Would you like me to go first?
I was going to say, like, I was going to go down the track of maybe like an Ice Vovo really heavy coconut stout.
Okay. Yeah, that's naughty.
And I was actually going to say something similar, like 500 gram per litre, stupid levels of coconut, but then he's just stolen my thunder really, hasn't he?
Mate, Anchorage,
and now it looks like I'm copying him. But then when he was talking about malt and all that sort of like caramelly, all that goodness, I was like, maybe you could do like a Scotch Finger Red IPA. What do you reckon? The malt character. Okay. Like, what do you reckon? A bit of a malt build.
A little
bit of
sweet, but a lot of biscuit vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe some English malts.
A little
malts.
Bit naughty.
How thick are you going on this red IPA?
You want it to be relatively crisp and refreshing still while you're getting that nice hit.
May I suggest you amplify that, make it a barley wine?
Well, okay. All right. Naughty. I guess that is naughty. Not
and you and just encourage people to drink it through a Scotch Finger.
Yeah.
or a
Scotch Finger Slam.
Or a Scotch Finger, like when you drink, you know, fat through or shot through a bone and bone marrow, pour the Scotch.
This got hectic real quick.
Yeah.
But anyway, can you tell that I don't know anything about the technical side of beer at all? Hey, here I am.
I can't believe you've never had to do one of these.
What's that? No, I've never had to do one.
Jeez, that is intense. Yeah. I've never thought about that before.
Mm. But usually just stand here and.
All right, so we're going to chuck a little bit of raspberry in yours.
Sure.
To get that like Ice Vovo vibe, we stick in the Ice Vovo.
Mm.
Yeah, all right. Let's stick with the Ice Vovo. Heaps of coconut, bit of raspberry, tiny bit of lactose. No, fucking heaps of lactose.
Yeah, just chuck it in for the donkeys.
You need lactose for an Ice Vovo.
Yeah, yeah. Why not mash it real hot?
Mm. You know what I think of straight away? It was that Anchorage beer we had on the night before the wedding, with all that coconut in it. It was fucking insane.
What was that?
Was it Blessed?
Blessed or something.
Blessed the one that we bought that Clint didn't.
Yes. That I didn't chip in.
Yes, Lockie and I have it. Yeah.
I don't know what it was called. All right.
It was very, very coconutty and it was intense and it had to be shared, but it was the amount of coconut in it was
incredible. Yeah, it was incredible.
A beautiful beer.
All right. I'm going to hit you from left field here.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Do you know Arnott's Venetians?
No.
Wow. Yeah, what? I do.
Arnott's Venetians are those white-topped biscuits that have sultanas in them.
Oh, no. That's rank.
No, I'm about this. I feel like I've aged into this biscuit. I feel like as a young boy.
Arnott's Venetians. Shit in a bicky, but probably actually kind of good in a stout.
Arnott's Venetians are like my dad tier biscuit. Like dad would buy these and be like, oh,
it's
you
like
guys,
the sultana
you guys love
brand
these.
Of a biscuit world.
Yeah, it is actually. Mm. So here's what I'm doing. I'm doing a white stout. I know. I see the
Fuck
eyes.
Me.
I see
out.
The eyes.
I'm out already.
I see the eyes, but we're gonna lean heavy into those raisin characters. So we've got like a little bit of a Beljo vibe to it, and then we're gonna just bastardize the fuck out of it. And I'm gonna one drop it. I'm gonna chuck a bunch of icing sugar in at the end, and a big smattering of lactose, just like because in your mind in your mind when you think of a Venetian, you think about the raisin flavor. But you see the sugar top, like sugar top.
What you should have done was gone like the, dare I say, what are those things? The Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts.
You could have gone Pop-Tart vibes.
Well, you could have just loaded Pop-Tarts into the mash.
That's just sugar in a fucking biscuit right there.
Yeah, that's.
That's how I'm feeling like you're going with that. Because the raisin will bring a lot of like.
Savory almost.
Stewed, fruity, savory, but sweet at the same time. So you're going pretty sweet there, Clint. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And I mean, but yeah.
But it's a white stout, so I'm out.
Stouts suck.
Yeah, but you've pitched it. So yeah, I feel like I've clearly taken this home.
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm actually going to serve this at Gab's and I'm going to serve it with like a little white foam top.
Like a coffee.
Almost like a little whipped top, maybe an aerated white stout whip top. Yes. Anyway, it is good to be back, and we would love to see what you have to say in the comments. So if you want some of our grog, because we don't fucking want it, we actually do want it, but we just don't drink enough. So if you would like our grog, like our good homie Mr. Rigby has just picked out his stuff from the cellar. Hit us up in the comments. We want to see the best fucking one. We'll read it out on the next show.
Yeah, it's time to give away some beers.
Maybe we could get Nick from OneDrop to decide who wins from the comments.
Yeah, that'd be
fun. You'll probably brew it.
Next episode will be a one drop episode in the new year.
It might not be until July 2023, but hey, no, it'll happen.
We'll book him some flights. We'll get him down here.
It's a shame because he was just here.
He was just here recently.
He was literally just here. But look, worst case scenario, we buy a bunch of silly one drop beers and we consume them with him via the internet.
Yes.
It could be nice. Could be nice.
Or we just drink him without him and we put words in his mouth.
Ooh.
Oh. I was going to just make a terrible comment then. I'll just like
treat yourself.
Cut it out of my brain.
Go buy some Bickies. I think I will be going to war.
Shout out to the sponsor of this episode, Arnott's.
Arnott's.
And Manscaped 4.0. And
Manscaped 4.0. Your need.
Yeah. Shout out to the Patreon tier for endorsing us to pursue our Manscaped sponsorship.
Well, maybe by the next episode, Clint might have replied to Manscaped and see where we landed. Unlikely. We might have. If we've been rejected by Manscaped, that's okay.
It's unlikely.
Look, we've had 3 emails now from Manscaped.
They want us.
It's gone so long now that they've actually changed marketing person. So, what was the name? Jessica has left and there's a new guy.
I do need a new trimmer.
Okay. Well, next episode, we will be both the Great Beyond COVID.
I actually want Manscaped. The weed whacker, the nostril trimmer. So if we could get me one of those, that'd be sick.
Can you tell everyone in the room is married now?
You need to go to Shaver Shop.
No. It's a Shaver Shop won't sponsor us. It's Manscaped.
Yeah, Manscaped.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Have a bloody fucking lovely festive season. You
treat yourself.
Bunch of
cunts. There's some really good beers going around online at the moment to purchase. Treat yourself.
Be good to each other.
And look after each other and have a little riz with Nana on Christmas Eve.
And watch the Grinch.
Yeah, watch
the Grinch and have a riz. Hey, that's the way to go.
This 2022, be like Wegg. Drink riz till you fall asleep watching the Grinch.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of the year, just drink lager.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Or maybe a bit of pills.
You'll be back for Step Bros Lagerfest next year.
Oh.
Sign me up, motherfucker.
Goodbye, bitches.
All right, let's call it, I suppose. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Step Brewers podcast. If you like the show, be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review to help other beer lovers discover the podcast.